Denver Underground Radio with Howard Jones. You know I love you, don't you? Man, that brings back memories. Before that, Lady Gaga, that was not Ace of Base, Melissa from Wallingford. That was not Ace of Base. We don't play Ace of Base here because of reasons. Because they might be Nazis. Anyway, that was Lady Gaga with Alejandro. Before that, The Killers with Mr. Brightside. Sorry, the balance was a little weird there. The software's got a mind of its own. And we open up that set with Gold Frap with Strict Machine going out to East Haven. Oh, looks like we have a phone call. Hello, who's this?
Hi, am I the 10th caller?
You are the 11th caller. I'm sorry, do not win the new Bakeware set.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to talk to you anyway, Kurt. It's me, J. Timothy Quirk.
Yes, as if we were not expecting this, we're going to pretend. No. It's totally... J. Timothy Quirk is the creator, producer, editor, main writer of Nutmeg Junction, which precedes A Broken Thread every week. And Joe, I got to tell you that tonight's episode... Even though I was in it and I recorded it with you and I, you know, was there, you know, voicing it and listened to it and already knew all the jokes, I was laughing through it. It was a great episode. I really loved it.
I listened to Nutmeg Junction as well right before listening to Denver Underground Radio, and I listened to Denver Underground Radio through. And I was laughing along with you as well, because it was just really funny. There was something with the timing, with how everybody kind of nailed their parts on both the Fanny and Fred, the store manager jumping on in to try to be very helpful. I thought was really funny. And then, of course, with Space Entries, everything about Space Entries is just really fun to do.
And I really like how in Fanny and Fred, Rich Sear pops in playing himself. That's great. That's a lot of fun.
that's playing exactly to type, you know. In terms of, I'm really happy with that. He was happy with the when he read the script. And you'll find next week, and as you recall, because you were there, he returns for another helping of the faux advertiser. Sol Kernow, the greatest sundial company that never was.
Yes, and also cream corn and anchovies has got to be the most disgusting thing.
I know. I wrote that particular bit, and then I stayed with it. And the more that you stay with that cream corn and anchovy joke, the worse it becomes, and the best and better it becomes. But all of those type of jokes, those type of jokes, it'll be 100% original, but will be explored live on stage on April 27th in Falls Village.
Yes, in just less than a week. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Let's get some details out about that.
Absolutely.
Falls Village. Where in Falls Village exactly?
Well, first of all, to describe Falls Village, technically, I guess part of Canaan. It's a beautiful, idyllic community. It's really like if you were traveling north on Route 63. And you hit 126 rather, and you took 126, less than a mile, I guess you'd hit it. It is a beautiful, community. It has some wonderful, locations like the, Falls Village Inn, the Toy Makers Cafe. It is, just an extraordinary little community. And also within it, which is a jewel there, is the Center on Main, which was formerly, I believe, called the Falls Village Children's Theater. And it's a wonderful stage, wonderful location that hosts performances. It's at 103 Main Street in the center of Falls Village. So it's the Center on Main.
Cool.
And it's a wonderful location. The entire performance is going to be a benefit for the Lee H. Kellogg School, the eighth grade class specifically. So all sales, all ticket sales are going to be considered donations to the Lee H. Kellogg School. So it is for a worthwhile cause. The suggested donated amount is $10, but that's just a suggestion. We invite everyone to come on out and enjoy the program. And enjoy, if you enjoy live theater, or specifically audio theater, I should have said, and then imagine what that would be to see people perform it live. That's what it's going to be like.
So it's kind of almost like Reader's Theater, but it's, or kind of like maybe if you went to see like a without so much music, the Prairie Home Companion show or something like that. If you saw something like that live, where you have people performing things,
right. And what makes us different in that regard is that we do our a show, as you know, you have been an original cast member. Of Nutmeg Junction, and I say original from its founding, which was a year ago. So, and we've been doing the show for over a year. I believe that we are close to 50 episodes, and this event will be the first live, and I should say only for the year, the first full live show that we do. So it's a one shot only. If you wanted to see us perform the program live, now's your opportunity. So we have a lot of extraordinary voice actors who will be there to perform their parts and share in the experience.
So that's what's the time of it? I know it's the 27th.
It's the 27th at 7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m.
Yes, and
103 Main Street, Falls Village, Connecticut.
And what the program will entail, we do a half-hour originally scripted program. So we're going to do three episodes. We're going to do the first two episodes. We're going to take a quick intermission. And then we'll go into our third and final episode, and there will be some audience participation, and we think it's going to be fun for all audiences. So we invite everyone to come and enjoy and see what we do on Nutmeg Junction.
And it's an all ages kind of experience because unlike me, you can keep stuff clean.
That's right, and we do, and there is, it's all audio anywhere, anyway, so even if they said, oh my goodness, they've got a blaster, they wouldn't actually have it on, you know, with them, so clearly it is an all-age group. There's going to be three episodes. There's going to be eight unique stories told during that time of some of our favorite and classic Nutmeg Junction characters, not the least of which will be a Space Sentries story. That's going to be a lot of fun.
A Space Sentries story. Can we hint at any of the other stories? Is that okay if we do that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, it's not a secret. In fact, one of the initial posters that we put out, we kind of said all of your favorite characters, and at that point in time I think we were saying all of them. You know, if you enjoy the Tex Bijou character, if you enjoy the characters you just heard tonight, Fanny and Fred, wonderful portrayals by Jeff Savage and Jandy Hanna, really, really a lot of fun. So we have a Fanny and Fred story. We have, of course, the Grey Whisper. The Grey Whisper, which is also Jandy Hanna and her faithful companion Rusty, played by Rich Sear. So I don't want to spoil all of the characters, but if you've heard Nutmeg Junction and you've enjoyed a particular characters or set of characters, set of storylines, you're going to discover them there, including a very special second episode. The second episode that we do is going to be a unique idea for all of Nutmeg Junction, because multiple characters from different storylines will interact for the very first time.
Their timelines are colliding. kind of.
Exactly.
Well, maybe not timelines, but storylines are colliding. That's great.
Storylines are colliding for one climactic. You wouldn't call it the end game, if you.
Yeah. Will. Yeah. No. No. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
But it will feel, for those who enjoy those individual characters, a very fun event for them to be able to meet these characters, you know, and have the characters meet each other.
Yeah, yeah. The during the read through of that, it was pretty amazing, and it's a great episode. I can't wait to like do that in front of an audience. It's going to be a lot of
fun. Absolutely, I think it'll take on a life of its own because for all of these stories, because it's one thing when we are in our studio. We record our show at a wonderful community radio station, WAPJ, in Torrington, Connecticut. And it's one thing to be in the Studio B and everyone crammed into the room in front of the mics, and I'm at the board, and we're recording the shows. And it's one thing for that, and then it'll be another thing entirely to do the show in front of an audience, and hopefully see what the audience reaction is to some of the jokes, because they're very funny scripts, and they're a lot of fun to do.
Definitely. To have a live audience reaction to this stuff, because when we're doing it, we're laughing ourselves, but we never know. I mean, I'm pretty certain that it's funny because we're cracking ourselves up.
That's right.
But it'll be really great, and the stories that you've picked out that to do are gonna be great. So
yeah, for more information, if people want to find out more information about Nutmeg Junction just as an entity, we're at nutmegjunction.com. And there's also Facebook. Please, if you discover Nutmeg Junction, please like us on Facebook. That would be a wonderful thing to do to support support what we do. And if you are in Connecticut on April 27th or in the immediate vicinity, we encourage you and invite you to come to this one extraordinary, unique event that will never happen again. It is our very first full live production, and it'll be the only one that we do this year.
Excellent. Excellent. I can't wait to do it, and I can't wait to see all the people who come out to that. I hope that some listeners of A Broken Thread will come out to that as well. I know at least a couple are coming. I know a handful of them are coming, but they're coming in my car.
Well, fantastic. We're looking forward to seeing them and to seeing everybody who wants to come and enjoy some quality entertainment. We think it's going to be a lot of fun. And as I said, it's completely unique. This particular event, the idea of a very first full live production will never happen again. So this is the one
chance
time to come,
yeah,
and enjoy Nutmeg Junction live.
Cool. Well,
Kirk, thank you so much for allowing me to take up some of your time. I do enjoy listening to the music of A Broken Thread. I think last week you were playing some Blondie, if memory. It was a fun.
A friend reminded me of the song Rapture, and I got that on. Is there something I can get on for you?
I think I'm going to let the dealer, so to speak, make the call. I enjoy discovering something new. You know what? One of the songs that I enjoyed hearing on the A Broken Thread program, and then I went and I discovered it on YouTube to hear it, was a cover of a 1960s song, something about the the Matchstick Men.
Oh, Pictures of Matchstick Men by Camper Van Beethoven. Their cover of I forget who did it originally. I have it.
Yeah. When I heard that, I then went and discovered the original just because I really enjoyed the riff. the guitar riff of that particular song. So I like discovering something new whenever I listen to Denver Underground Radio and A Broken Thread, and I will let everybody get back to listening to that music. But thank you for allowing me to take the opportunity to talk about Nutmeg Junction and our live show on April 27th at 7:30 p.m. in Falls Village.
Joe, thank you so much for calling, and we will all be out there next weekend, April 27th, 7:30 in Falls Village, Connecticut, for Nutmeg Junction Live. Here we go. Back to some music now. Denver Underground Radio, A Broken Thread.